Okay, we're actually having some great weather here in the Santa Barbara area, and I'm up here in the North County this time around, and I'm going to spend a few minutes with Linda Jackson. She's the executive director of the Solvang Chamber of Commerce, and they have a lot of interesting things coming up. So we're going to kind of hear about some of that and some of the things happening in the Solvang and San Ynez area. Linda, what's going on?
First of all, thank you for the opportunity of being able to talk about a very unique and special community, the Danish town of Solvang. September is a particularly special month for us for many reasons. The weather is absolutely perfect. And September we celebrate our very traditional Danish days. This is a celebration that goes on for a weekend, and Danish days really was the first event that brought the tourist to Solvang, probably, well, in the 40s and the 50s. And we celebrate it every year since then, and people come from all over to partake in this very traditional event.
That sounds great. So tell me a little more about Danish Days, maybe the calendar, what kind of events are going to take place?
This year, the festival starts on Friday, September 21st, and it begins with an opening ceremony in the evening, and it's a candlelight ceremony, a torchlight parade that opens the event. Saturday on the 22nd, there is our traditional breakfast where from 8:30 to 12:30, you can get the traditional æbleskiver. And what an æbleskiver is it's like a pancake, it's a rounded pancake, and it's dusted with powdered sugar and has a raspberry jam. And as I said, this is a very traditional breakfast food for the Danes, and we offer that in the morning. And then shortly after that, there is our parade on Saturday, and everyone comes out for this parade. The streets are lined with spectators, and there's probably 50 or 60 entrances in the parade, and it's fabulous to see and great to partake. And then on Sunday, we have a children's parade, which was equally as fun, and the children have an opportunity to be part of this festivities.
Well, it's true. Danish Days is certainly well known here in the area, and I've enjoyed it a few times myself, I have to tell you. So what else is happening here in September in Solvang?
Where Danish Days has been part of Solvang for over a half of a century, this year marks the very first annual Solvang Jazz Festival.
That's cool, a jazz festival in Solvang. So what kind of bands, what kind of musicians are going to be playing?
This is going to be such an exciting weekend. It starts on Friday, September 28th, through Saturday the 29th, and there's going to be four venues available. The first one is going to happen at our Solvang Veterans Hall from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And here we're converting the hall into the Cotton Club, very reminiscent of New York during the heyday of the jazz time. We're doing a big band dinner bash. It's going to be sophisticated, cool jazz, hot jazz. There's going to be a catered dinner. And then afterwards, those that want to go on and hear more music, there's going to be an improv night, hip music, at the Royal Scandinavian Inn, and that starts at 9 and goes to whenever. Then on Saturday, there is a free concert in Solvang Park. Again, this is reminiscent of the concerts in Central Park in New York. You can take a picnic, you can take a blanket, and you can have an opportunity just to listen and lay back and have wonderful music. And then our big night is going to be at the Solvang Festival Theater on Saturday night, starting at 7 o'clock. And all stops are out, and we're going to have fabulous music. Those that know jazz, some of our artists are going to be Freddie Hubbard, Hubert Laws, Barbara Morrison, Ernie Andrews, Roy McCurdy, Patrice Rushen, Frank Capp and the Juggernaut, and more to come.
Yeah, I like the sound of that. Cool jazz, swing jazz, hot jazz. I definitely want to get some tickets to this. So you said it's the first annual. How can people get tickets if they would like to attend?
Go to the website www.solvangjazz.com and you can have all the information on that site. And what we envision as the years progress, as more and more people get involved in this jazz festival, of truly being in competition with Newport and Monterey and have this as an annual event, and one day there is going to be a 50-year anniversary of this jazz festival.
All right, well, it sounds like you guys have some big plans. You know, I've been walking the streets of Solvang here this morning, and I'm looking around and some of the architecture, and just Solvang looks a little bit different. Is there anything happening in the downtown area?
We just completed phase one of our beautification renovation project along our main drive, Copenhagen Drive. We've added bricks along the street to make it look more Northern European. We brought tables and chairs outside onto the sidewalk so everyone can enjoy the beautiful weather and have their meals outdoors. We've added lots of shrubs and plants to have more beauty around. And as I said, this is phase one, and we're going to be moving on to phase two very shortly just to make our town look more charming and inviting.
Speaking of outdoors, I know Solvang has a great outdoor theater. Tell us a little bit about that.
Our festival theater is the only outdoor theater from San Francisco to Los Angeles, and we get a tremendous amount of people from all over coming during our summer months to enjoy the wonderful entertainment. Let me tell you what's going on in September. From September 1st to the 14th, we have Tom Stoppard's The Real Thing, which is a delightful modern romance. And then from August 31st to September 23rd, we have the hit musical that made a great success on Broadway, Year in Town. And the title might be a little bit funny or odd or offbeat, but I promise you the entertainment is first class.
This area is so unique. What else can you tell me about Solvang?
In the city of Solvang, we have probably close to a dozen great wine tasting rooms at the moment. And not only are there wineries representing their own vineyards, but we have a variety of wine bars where you can sit and relax and enjoy the wines from the region. If you want to go outside of Solvang, there are probably 60 plus vineyards around the San Ynez Valley where you can go and taste the various varietals from our local vineyards. We've got a first-class golf course over at the Alisal, and for those that are involved in horses, there's a great dude ranch there, and it's a wonderful opportunity to sort of be part of another world back in the Wild West and forget all of your day-to-day troubles or business. Rule number one at the Alisal Ranch is no cell phones, no television, and no computers. So it's a chance to truly lay back, relax, and enjoy. So bottom line, Solvang has something for everyone.
Something for everybody. That's certainly true. There's a lot of interesting things to do in this part of the area. If people want to get more information about Solvang, San Ynez, wine tasting, the calendar, all the stuff going on, how can they find out more about Solvang?
I'm going to give you two websites. One is our visitor center here in Solvang, which is info@solvangusa.com. And then for information on the entire valley, the San Ynez Valley Visitors Association has their website, which is www.syvva.com.
Okay, Linda, that sounds great. I want to thank you for spending some time with us and letting us know a little more about what's happening here in the Solvang and San Ynez area. I definitely recommend anyone out there with some time to come up and see the theater, see some of the events happening. It's all good up here in Solvang. So I want to thank you for spending a few minutes with us here on Santa Barbara Life Magazine.